At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear about your wardrobe malfunction. Like the time something. What happened with Katy Perry? It was like in one of our Australia shows, something weird happened.
I don't remember.
This was very recently.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because like the wardrobe malfunction that I always think of is when Meredith was at work on The Office. And she was wearing like a super short dress, kind of tube toppy thing. And like her boobs were hanging out. So then she like pulled it up, but then her bottom, kept blurring top to bottom, bottom to top.
So funny.
And it was just like.
I have a pretty bad one from when I was in college. I've never really talked about it because it was so horrible.
Okay.
Skater skirts were really big at the time.
It's a circle skirt.
Like they're tight on your waist, but then they just like flow straight out, kind of like A-line.
Taylor Swift red era
1989.
Yeah.
Okay. She wore the little skirt.
Do you like Taylor Swift?
Aaron brought it up.
I did because I saw the skirt and immediately
That is a total burn. She did not. It's like somebody else bringing up her fiance. It's like not her fault.
Right.
Duche.
Not my fault.
Duche.
So I was wearing my sorority letters, you know, had my backpack on. It was great.
Oh my God. It makes so much more sense now.
Yeah.
Your accent came back. Like you're so California.
Cap Alpha Theta. Shout out to my thetas. T Lamb. Sisters for Life.
We're on the fence as to whether or not to hate Erica 4 minutes ago. It's confirmed. Cannot stand this woman.
Another Theta almost hated me and now she's like,
she's one of us. Secret handshake.
We don't have one of those.
Okay.
So anyway, I am leaving one of the buildings. I'm walking across campus and I'm getting a call from a girl I don't know very well. And I pick it up and she's like, your skirt is tucked all the way up into your backpack. I was just walking through campus.
With your ass
with
out?
With my butt out. And this is like a pretty conservative school. And I was not cool or like hot. So this was not like something where I was like, oh, funny. Like it was mortifying. And I just don't think I really talked about it since because it was mortifying.
Oh my God. Okay.
I wonder where that
I've
girl
been there
is now.
Too, but now I like, it wasn't a full thing, but you got to triple check that it's not.
Yeah. Now when I wear skirts, I'm like,
But isn't the worst part because the way you were describing it, you had some swagger that day. You felt like you were crushing.
Yeah, it was like a letters day. Like all of us were wearing our letters. So everywhere you went, you saw the sorority girls in letters. And
you're just like strutting across the campus. And you're like, look at everybody looking at me.
And everyone's like who's going to tell her that her butt's out?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did we figure out what happened to Katy?
It was more so just like an overall concert malfunction. She was like suspended from a metal sphere. And she was like,
I thought she had boobies out or something. Because we've wardrobe malfunction can be anywhere, but we've done just calls on booby pop out moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it just,
you guys
got to wrangle those bad boys in.
She had her top fly off mid concert.
That's what it was. But she caught it.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I don't think anybody, but then she's just kind of singing the rest of a song, like doing the
holding on
handover.
To it.
Yeah. Which is impressive because she's...
Oh, one of her dancers like rehooked it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she does have something on underneath, so she would have been protected anyways. Okay. But yes, that's kind of like Beyonce on her like chaps got unbuckled and fell and one of her dancers came. Granted, she also had something under it.
She wasn't just going to expose the
Correct.
Whole. All right. Well, if you've had a weird, if you got exposed, we just call them wardrobe malfunctions and we'd love to hear your story too. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
What happened with that runner guy?
Oh my God. Was it like all out?
Yeah.
So he was a hurdler.
Yes. Even worse.
Mm. And he's wearing 1970s basketball shorts.
Okay.
Which you would think that they would be wearing spandex.
Or but like have some, a mesh liner or whatever.
Something. But there's sometimes where like there's dumb rules and like, no, you can't wear spandex.
And this
and I
man
don't get it.
Is
he's packing.
Yeah.
Somebody is very lucky to know him. He's running. So you mm-hmm. you would imagine that he's not in his fully
right. Yeah.
But and then he has to keep jumping over yeah. hurdles. So like he's running and trying to tuck it back in while he's running. Ooh. And then he does a hurdle and it's like whop.
And my it's, eye.
It's, yeah.
It's
this isn't the javelin contest.
Here's the thing. He won.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
man.
He didn't.
He did.
Yes,
he came in first.
He did. He while like, still trying to like wrangle Horton Hears a Who back into his
I
cage.
I feel like that would be good and like motivation to get it
how
done.
How you can't run fast. You know? Like,
well,
wind
he's
resistance.
Like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
So he came in first. His junk took second, I think.
Oh, my gosh. T-Hack.
Might have been the other way around, actually. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me. The junk set a PR. It was so huge. I always tell this story, and it's really tragic, and I probably shouldn't tell it in front of Erica because she's going to freak out. There was a friend of mine. We were playing a show, and we all wore very tight jeans back in the day.
Okay.
And he was on stage, and I was like trying to tell him he had like bubble, like it, like chewed bubble gum on the like crotch area of his
no,
pants.
No, he didn't.
And I'm like, dude, I'm like pointing. And,
no! Chewed bubble gum is how you're going to describe it? Because
it looked exactly like pink bubble gum, like on his pants. And I'm like, there's gum on your pants. And then he looked down and it was just, it was like just a tiny, it was like basically what a hernia does to like your intestines or whatever. It was just a tiny little hole in his jeans and the berries were like, they came out.
I
just enough
hate
of the berries.
So much for that sound you just made. You're disgusting.
Okay, could I, I'll do it this,
no.
way, this time.
No.
Here we go. There we go. Just enough came out
yours
to look like bubble gum on his jeans. The worst part was
so
I was like kind of
little...
side stage and I'm trying to like, lick it off of him.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. They were opening for me.
You gotta finish that.
I'm literally just like looking to Aaron for like safety because I know. Because
you can picture it.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Wardrobe malfunctions. We'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about wardrobe malfunctions, weird things that have gone wrong with your wardrobe. Apparently, somebody needs to comment on what happened to Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Steve?
Yai.
Yai. What do you have to say here?
Oh, the skirt and the backpack?
Yeah.
I work on a campus, and that's called the Hungry Backpack.
Oh, no.
It's
I see it quite
got
often.
A name. Your reaction makes it so much more worth it.
It was just so embarrassing.
But does it feel better to know that it happens so much
right.
that
it's
now
got
there's
a name.
Nickname? Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Yes. Thank yeah. you, Aaron.
There's a glass half full.
You don't
or
have
an
to
innovator.
Be pretty or
one
ugly. It happens to everyone.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks, hey. Steve.
Jenny?
Yes, I.
Yeah. Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened to you?
Okay, this would be the normal. You're coming out of a swimming pool and your top is down story, but I come out of the water and there's this huge iguana. So I run up to this iguana and I'm like, an iguana. So this guy comes running down to look at the iguana and I look over and his wife is head to toe in a burka. And I'm standing there shouting about the iguana with my boob hanging out to this guy.
Oh, no.
I know.
Did you, again, I don't know, like, how do you not know?
Well, there's an iguana. She's not paying attention.
She was way too excited.
Oh, I get, really?
Iguana.
So yeah. All we need to have is something to distract you and...
Okay.
A reptile?
It's gross.
I mean, if it's shiny... No, just kidding. Yes.
Wow. Thank you, Jenny. That got weird. Jaden.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh, it was really bad. I was in seventh grade. It was like first week of school. We were in gym playing kickball, and I wanted to like really impress my crush, and so I was up to kick, and I kicked, and my leg went way far above my head. I fell, my pants ripped front to back, and it was the day that I found out I became a woman.
No.
Your pants ripped on that day?
I was mortified. And of course, both my parents were at work, so they couldn't come help me at all. So I just had to go to the nurse, and they wrapped, or no, they gave me some like sweaty old gym pants that had been there for like 20 years.
That's the worst.
Transfer schools. You got to move on with your life.
That would happen though. Girls would be walking around in gym shorts, and it was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
Mortifying.
Your crush will never forget you.
All right. Thank you, Jaden. Shauna?
Yes.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Oh, boy. So I was wearing a wrap skirt in college, and I stood up to take my test and put it at the professor's desk. And I'm sure you can guess what happened. It fell off, and... there I was.
It unwrapped.
Hold on. The wrap skirt doesn't have like something that fastens. You just.
Well, it sure does, but it untied and then. Whoop.
And you just kept walking? You're like.
Bare butt?
No, but I did stand there for a full 3 seconds in shock before I grabbed it.
Yeah, and 3 seconds feels like an hour, especially when the whole class is like, hello.
How'd you do on the test? Did you need like extra points?
Oh my gosh, Aaron.
Crushed it.
I'm re-enrolling next year. This is the best class ever.
Oh, okay.
Or should I say I mooned it?
Were you wearing underwear?
Thankfully I was wearing my cute underwear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like, it's not covering your butt.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, you're fine. Check Aaron's Instagram. She does it.
Rude.
But it was embarrassing.
No, that's mortifying.
Yeah.
Thank
during
you.
During class.
Jennifer?
Yay.
Yay.
Wardrobe malfunction. What happened?
Yeah, so, I was at my brother's reception for his wedding. Oh, no. And I had a dress that was like kind of like a tube top. It didn't have any straps, right?
Oh, no.
I had put sticky tape, you know, to tape it to my chest so it wouldn't
hold
come
the
out.
Girls in.
Oh, yeah. Man. The things you guys have to do.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. I didn't make the rules.
You don't have to hold them in. What are you doing that for?
Okay, so what happened?
I know that at some point it like slipped a little below and the tape, you know, because I checked the bathroom mirror and like it.
They're out.
Like you have a slip? A slip at your brother's wedding?
At some point, I probably did.
What I don't understand, okay. We've talked, I mean,
people
I have
that
to
the
keep,
high point.
But how do you not know? How do you not feel the, like.
When you have 1.5 drinks in you.
Yeah.
Your girls, drunk or sober, aren't used to air contact.
How do you know that?
No. It wasn't like all the way. I think it was just like a little.
Oh,
like
no.
A little
you think it was like a little bit out for a long time?
I don't know.
Yeah, so then the cousins are like, and you're who like, wants to dance with Aunt Jenny?
It's like, who wants to tell her? Because that's embarrassing too.
Mm, yeah.
Because another girl can just go kind of like pull their own shirt up and be like,
right.
With your head. Yeah. And like,
but like if her brother saw it. Ruined his ride.
Would you rather have a little out for a long time or a lot out for a little time?
A lot out for a little time.
You okay. Would? Really? You'd rather like, so. Flash and be done?
Right, because yeah. Then you're like, whoop! A little out for a long time?
Yeah.
You're that's embarrassing. There's probably a lot of photos.
Yes, yeah. Photos.
Grandpa keeps talking to me.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Ew.
All right, Jennifer. Yeah,
gross.
The tape doesn't always
it
work.
Grandpa.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.